This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Factor 75. Get fresh meals delivered to your door. Use code MMA Nuts for $40 off your first 2 weeks.
Hostgator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60. Hotel Power, powering your travel with incredible savings. Get $15 off, $150 or more. Use code MMA15.
Shave Mob,
get a great shave. Save 10% off with code GWNET23.
Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. With the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 401.
401!
My name's Inga Weigel.
Back with the MMA Show by MMA fans for MMA fans. Walk line between serious and ridiculous. It's happening. Coming off of a fucking marathon weekend. Woo. Literally. Yeah.
Ran the Chicago Marathon 2 days ago now. I survived. Go me.
That's right. He's still alive.
I'm still here.
Did not shit himself.
Did not shit myself. Did not pee myself. Almost peed myself, but I did not. Quite the experience. If you ever get the chance to come out, even just to watch, City of
you
Chicago.
Were chugging packets of goo, right? Like just, goo in my mouth.
Nah, like one every hour or so, you know? So it's pretty cool.
You ran through Boys Town?
Ran through Boys Town, drag queens, doing like competing with each other from across the two sides of the road. It takes you, get a real whole flavor of the whole city. You really do. Just.
It's all about flavor.
It's all about the flavor.
Shake weight and flavor.
That's right. Like, so I recommend it, even if you don't run, just to come out and check out the atmosphere. It's pretty cool. Very supportive. I'm glad I did it. I'll probably never do it again. It's a fucking retarded thing to do, literally. Don't ever do it. It's very painful.
It doesn't sound fun. No.
It was fun. But I want to talk to you about the obsceneness that I had to miss because I couldn't like watch the UFC fully, although I caught parts of it. On Facebook.
Yeah, but, that's either here or there. But
it's not
there.
My fault. I don't control people broadcasting things that are may or may not be illegal. I just happened to click on the link and I'm like, what is this? And I was like, this looks like the UFC, but not really. Mm-hmm. So, shall we talk about the event that just happened?
Yeah, so UFC 229. Let's talk about buy rate because I think we were both saying about 1.6 million.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
So, Kevin Yoli came out and he said it's looking like 2.4 to 2.5 million.
I thought Dana said he wasn't happy with the buy rate.
No, he was super happy with it.
Oh, okay.
He didn't know, like on that night when they were talking to him, he didn't even know what it was because all the other shit that we're going to talk about that happened. So, like that was crazy, right? 2.4, that's the biggest UFC, no? Yeah, it is. Because I forgot what else they said. They say, I think Mayweather, Pacquiao, Mayweather, McGregor, and then there's one other fight, and then I think this is the fourth biggest combat sport pay-per-view ever.
Wow.
I didn't think it was going to be that big.
And Conor's going to get points on it, isn't he?
Yeah. His salary was $3 million, or his purse was $3 million. Nurmagomedov, $2 million. They both got paid.
Yeah.
Plus whatever cut you get off of, you know.
Conor got paid.
$2.5 million plus how much free advertising he got with Proper 12 all over everything. I saw he was on a Conan O'Brien, and they had the Proper 12 on the set.
Was he drinking it?
Yeah, they poured a drink. They all toasted. So Conan, Andy, and Connor from across the world or wherever he was all had a little sip of it. Oh, this is the best fucking whiskey I've ever had, Conan says that.
Of course.
Like, wow. I mean, you just get a free advertising from them, too?
Yeah.
Like, wow. We got a bottle. It's crazy.
It's right up there.
You know where I got it from? Drizzly, one of our sponsors.
Oh.
You can get $5 off. And I think the code is TRY35. I don't know what the code is, but I'll post it
up there.
So literally, you don't have to go anywhere. You can't find it in the store. So I just went to that website. Like I found it, bought it. Had it shipped to my door. They're supposed to check an ID. They didn't fucking check an ID. I'm not saying if you're underage and you have a credit card that you should just go to Drizzly and buy some
still going
liquors.
To jail.
But
if you do,
go
buy Proper 12 and use our code.
It's crazy. Joe Rogan said, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Definitely use our code.
They ship you alcohol.
If you're going to do illegal shit.
Yeah.
Or not.
So they have that going on. And talking to ads. Wow, there are 6 ads during the first fight. 6.
Really?
Whole pay-per-view was just like an ad.
Mm.
It's kind of weird.
They got to get their money in if they're going to sell 2.4 million?
Yeah, plus I forgot what the gate was. 20,000 people, $17 million or something.
Yeah, where was this, MGM Grand? Where was this?
I forgot. One of the, maybe the T-Mobile Arena, Vegas. And Bruce Buffer, this event was so big, he even had two suits. So he had the one, it looks like a goddamn tablecloth, right? Pretty fucking sweet,
very
Bruce.
Very sweet.
And then Chris Pratt was at the event, and he posted this one of his other suit. He's got Connor Khabib on one side, and then Connor on the other, on the inside of his second suit. I've never seen him change for an event. Have you ever remember Bruce
maybe
changing?
Once. I think when he did the 1080 or whatever it was.
The UFC 2 or 100.
He changed into like a sparkly thing or something
maybe
like that.
Maybe. Blew out his knee.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you have my knees
so he had
out.
That sewn into his jacket for the event?
Yeah, that's...
I bet you the guy has a wall of like jackets that he has.
Yeah, because you can't wear that shit again when you're that high profile. And I don't know if you saw the voiceover, but they did John Malkovich did the voiceover for the promo for Conor McGregor versus Khabib. I don't know if I can play it.
Where's that guy been? I still love his movies. I haven't seen him in a movie.
But I'm going to play it for you. You think that gets pulled?
Fuck that.
It's just promotion.
Hey, YouTube, let me just tell you, you can suck a fat one. What we're about to do is totally legit.
Okay. Well, then I'll pull it open.
Thank you.
I was not prepared. I did not have my phone ready because my laptop is kind of a cunt when it comes to that stuff.
I just thought of some knowledge, though. So
okay.
For later in the show.
Write it down.
No need to write it down. It's all written up here.
You got locked?
It's locked and loaded.
Okay.
In 40 minutes from now, he's going to be like, what was that knowledge? I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Did you find it yet? He's bringing it up. We're on Twitter, folks.
Anyways.
For folks listening.
So when it does that,
that means it's not going to load. Not gonna love.
But anyway, the promo was pretty fucking good.
Just Google John Malkovich, Conor McGregor.
UFC. So let's get into the fight. With Conor McGregor, we're gonna start with the main event. Conor McGregor, Khabib Nurmagomedov. So I'll start with the walkout. So the walkout, Conor looks confident. Very confident. I look at Khabib, looks nervous as he walks out.
Uh-huh.
Like sweating under his eyes, got that nervous stare. Fight starts and it's takedown city.
Mm-hmm.
And the first round, Khabib's on top. Conor's not doing anything off his back. It's almost like he's just riding out the round. So round one goes to Khabib. Second round, more of the same. You know, just gets the takedowns. Not doing much with them. Because Conor's kind of got his back up against the cage at times. So Khabib doesn't have 100% control, but he's still on top. And
Conor's face looked okay.
Dominating the fight. And I think the second round, a lot of people scored 10-8 for Khabib.
Why?
He had 100% control and landed more shots in the second round than he did in the first.
Okay.
Third round, it's all stand-up. Conor can't get the takedown, or Khabib can't get the takedowns.
Ooh.
Khabib looks a little tired.
Uh-huh.
Conor is striking, getting a little better exchanges. And also, let me go back to the second round. Khabib landed a huge right hand and dropped Conor.
Oof. Then maybe that's where the
nobody saw coming.
Yes.
So third round goes to Conor because it's all stand-up, and I think he blocked three of the takedowns. Fourth round, takedown again. Mm-hmm. Khabib gets the back, gets a neck crank.
Mm-hmm.
Conor taps to a neck crank. It wasn't a rear naked choke.
Neck crank. Big difference.
But again, it's the wrestle fucking. It's the boring style that I just have no interest in seeing.
Reminds me of John Fitch.
A high level John Fitch, mm-hmm. AKA, right?
Yes. Previously, okay? Still AKA. I don't know. Also known as the Blankets.
Yes. So, and it was interesting because John Kavanaugh was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he was on with George Lockhart.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking, I don't know, Rogan.
Today? Yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Rogan talks to fucking the nutritionist for an hour and 5 minutes before he talks to Kavanaugh. Which makes no sense. Everyone wants to hear what Kavanaugh has to say about the biggest fight that ever happened. And then they finally talked to Kavanaugh and asked him, what's the game plan? The game plan was, you're going to get taken down. Don't waste any energy. And that's what Conor kind of did the first two rounds. And then it was the third round to be more aggressive and start going after it.
So it was working.
Yeah, but he said their game plan, if they fought again, he'd want to modify it and be more aggressive because they were really fighting not to lose versus fighting to win.
I see.
You know, So, I mean, he did better. I think Connor may be the first person that's ever won a round off of Khabib. But, I mean, what does that mean? If you don't win the fight, so what? You win a round. I mean...
Good point. He got tired, too.
Yeah.
Connor did. So.
And I think Khabib did in the third round.
Yeah.
Because he's just doing so much work in the first two. So, after the fight, it's just fucking chaos. So, Khabib gets the win. Doesn't look like he wants to let go of the choke or the neck crank. Mm-hmm. Gets up, throws his mouthpiece at the cage, sees Dylan Danis in the crowd, jumps over the fence, and then flying, like, ninja kicks him. and you see Dylan throwing a punch and fucking all the security. They said it's, like, the most security they ever had, and it wasn't enough to stop all this. And then Connor's trying to jump over the cage. One of Khabib's corner men are up on the cage. That guy grabs Connor. Connor takes a swing. Connor comes back down. Another guy from Khabib's crew comes at him. He hits him with a left hand. Another guy jumps the cage from Khabib's crew and hits Connor like three or four times in the back of the head. Pussy move. Attacks a guy from behind when he's fucking tired. Then another one of Khabib's people come at him. So now Connor has fended off four fucking guys from Khabib's crew. Where is Connor's crew? They can't get in the octagon. So security's real good at keeping Connor's guys out. But no, fucking Khabib, all your guys come in, and it's just fucking chaos. Everybody's fighting. Security eventually gets everybody separated. But again, nobody was protecting Connor in all this. Connor is just on an island by himself, fending for himself, and doing decent as long as he could see you coming.
Yeah.
But what kind of man are you to attack a guy after he's just been in a fight? He's gassed out of his mind. You're coming at him from forward, from the side, on top of the cage, and then from behind. So, like, all those guys that attacked him, some of them are UFC fighters. And Dana White said, all of them are cut. You're never fighting in the fucking UFC again.
That's it.
Yeah. And all of them got arrested, but Connor said he didn't want to press charges, so
probably
they all get away.
For the best, yeah.
Yeah. And then fucking Khabib. Like, man, I'm going to talk about Dana. So Dana told Khabib, too, that he's like, where's my belt? I want the belt.
He wanted that belt.
Dana's like, I'm not putting a belt on you. Everyone's going to be throwing shit in here. He's like, I don't care. I'm ready for this. Like, no, we are not doing this. You're going to go to the locker room.
Yeah. He's like, what did he say? Here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, as in, I'm going to tell you what we're doing, and you're going to do it.
And then they go to the locker room, and everyone's throwing fucking beers on him, showering him.
Yes. With jizz.
Yeah. Chewies and jizz. And Dana White said the governor was there. He said the governor went running out of the building. He said, that's not good. That's not good.
Fucking politicians. Like, I'm out of here. It's a melee.
Yeah. And then it just sets off, like, all these other fights. So you see all the Irish fans fighting all the Russian fans, and it's like literally that one spark just sets off all this shit. So it's now Dana White has said, I'm not going to strip Nurmagomedov of the title, which is a little confusing because you look at other shit like Paul Daly when he attacked Josh Koscheck after the...
Yeah, he got banned for life.
Yeah. So in this instance, I think it's even worse because you jumped over the cage, and then you attack someone in the crowd.
And why is his crew gets banned, but he doesn't?
Right, exactly.
It's weird.
So it's kind of I think he's banking on the suspension. So I was looking at the Nevada State Athletic Commission. So what they did is right now they've withheld his $2 million purse, and they suspended both Connor and Khabib for 10 days, which is a weird, like, preliminary suspension while they investigate it. But I look back at some of the other suspensions in history. So remember that Strikeforce brawl?
Diaz in the...
With Mayhem and the
Miller.
Diaz and...
Yeah, what happened with that?
All fighters got a 90-day suspension and anywhere from a $5 to $7,500 fine. But that's because it happened in Nashville.
Ah, okay.
Husamal Parhalis versus Jake Shields happened in Nevada, and Parhalis held the submission too long. They gave him a 2-year suspension and a $40,000 fine.
Hmm.
And then you had, remember, Nick Diaz for weed, because of Nevada.
Yes.
So originally they had talked about a lifetime ban, and then they went to a 5-year and a 33% fine of his purse, which was $165,000. Eventually, you got 18 months and a $100,000 fine for weed. So, like, listing all that out, what do you think is going to be the fine and suspension for Habib? And the other side note is there's visa implications to all this stuff, is what Dana White was saying, that you may not be able to get a visa to come back in the country, depending on how all this other shit plays out.
Yeah. I think he's going to get $250,000 in 6 months.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. This is Nevada.
Yeah, I think that's all he's going to get. I think they're going to say a whole lot of shit, and then it's going to... Remember Conor McGregor had like a $10 million fine or some shit in Nevada, and then ended up being like $50,000 or something in some community service?
Well, everything's got to get fought down.
I think they're going to probably be like a million. They're going to take 50% or whatever, and they'll argue it down to quarter mil and, you know, like a 6 month suspension. I don't know if it's going to go more than
that. Well, I think the right suspension is 1 year and 20%. 1 year suspension. Perhaps. And $400,000 fine. But we're talking about Nevada, and they're not living in this world of reality. I've watched so many of these hearings where they're just making shit up.
Yeah.
And if someone jumps, I think the only thing he had positive going for him is that nobody got hurt. If someone really got fucked up, now we're looking at another world. But him jumping into the crowd is what sets off all this additional fights and chaos, yeah. Not only in the octagon, but in the stands, in the vegetables or whatever, and then outside.
Vegetables?
The vegetables.
I think Khabib should look.
Everywhere
he needs to watch Rocky IV. If they ever fight again, look. Sylvester Stallone came in and kicked the Russians' ass in Russia. Mm-hmm. He defused the situation. If you can change, and I can change, everybody can change. And there was no fighting after. They loved each other. Even, I think, was it Putin at the time? No.
I don't know.
It was the other guy. Even when he was like, yes. So in Habib's action, mm-hmm. if he would have been graceful, if he would have been respectful, if he would have said, we just did this to build up the fight, nothing but respect. He said some things. I forgive you. Let's squash it.
Mm-hmm.
No fights. Everyone goes home happy. No beer gets thrown. All nobody right. gets fined. No, he chose to do the other thing. And that causes, if you find a good lawyer, and I'm sure somebody already has, they can argue that if they got injured at that event, it's Habib Nurmagomedov's fault.
Liable.
And he's going to get fucking sued for that. Well,
that's what I'm saying. That Nevada is going to throw the book at him. You can't have, and here's the other problem, you can't have your champion jump over the cage and fucking attack someone. Your champions are the people who need to be the guys who set the example for the rest of the roster.
That's right.
And, you know, they're going to throw the fucking book at him.
Probably.
So, literally, I think they're going to say 2 year suspension, $1 million fine. And I wouldn't be surprised if they went 5 year suspension and $2 million
Only
fine.
In Vegas, though, right?
This is Vegas. But Vegas's ruling is going to be for all of MMA, all the other athletic commissions will have to adhere to that.
Do you think he won't be able to fight anymore?
They're going to throw the fucking and Dana White's point too. If the governor's there and he ran out, are you telling me that he's not going to say throw the fucking book at this guy?
Right. Fuck that guy.
Right. I do not want to be Habib in front of that commission.
No.
No fucking way. And
kind of really got under his skin.
Well, I didn't think he did, but he obviously did, because afterwards he said the guy talked about my family, he talked about my country, he talked about my religion. What do I? Like, fucking in one ear, out the other.
Yeah, he just beat his ass and made a whole lot of money in the process.
Right.
like
all the other guys get it. This is part of how you sell a fight.
Yep.
He just took it all to heart. These fighters are so thin-skinned, I think. Are you in fucking fourth grade? Because you act like it. And you, like, this thug mentality. I got a problem with all that. Inside the octagon, like, you're acting like fucking children.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need to. This is a sport. This isn't fucking thug life. We're not in Russia. We're not wrestling bears. The only thing I guess I'm glad about all this is that no one pulled a knife. No one pulled a gun.
Like,
at least it was fisticuffs and no one, you know. Got a few punches. No one got seriously hurt, so.
Well, I'm confused by the message, too, because Khabib was saying that the sport needs to change and everyone needs to be more respectful. But then he goes out and does this. It's like, it's kind of contradictory, is it not?
Oh, super.
He had an opportunity to prove his point all the way to the end, and he chose at the last minute just go off the reservation. Just totally
literally,
lose his
just
mind.
Like, okay. And then Dana White says he's not stripping the title. Oh, like, why does that not make any sense?
No,
like,
I think he should be stripped and give it to Connor. Or that's
well, I think it's stripped, and then you have a vacant belt.
Yeah.
Then you can run Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz 3
for the lightweight belt
for the vacant. Because we just heard as of today, Dustin Poirier got injured. Yes. He's out of that fight with Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz is free.
Mm-hmm. Perfect timing.
That's weird. It's weird. But what if I told you Dylan Danis had the AIDS and Habib was jumping over to stomp out the AIDS from Dylan? Would that make this acceptable?
No, it would not.
Okay. I'm just checking. I don't know.
Now, if he was trying to suck out the AIDS, that's a whole different thing. Whole different story. Totally.
Jumps over, yanks his pants down. The eagle has landed! Right on your penis!
There you go.
Fuck. God damn it, Habib. You can't stop him from doing that to you.
No, you can't. That's
he takes your pants down. It's like him getting a takedown. So what's next for these guys then? Like, say Habib gets out of this unscathed. We're looking at a 6 months, best case scenario.
Yeah.
What's the next fight for him? Is it Ferguson?
I would think so. That would make sense.
Because literally, Ferguson had that interim belt, and then he tripped and blew his knee out. We'll talk about his fight in a second. But, yep.
I like Ferguson. That's a good option.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I'd be in there for that. And then what do you do with Connor? Because Connor is going, I want an immediate rematch.
I don't think you give that to him. I mean, maybe you do. I don't want to see him do something else. I don't think he's going to do much better against the wrestler again. He needs a guy who's going to stand up with him. So give him a Diaz.
Yeah. And Jose Aldo said he wanted to rematch him. And I'm like, nah, I don't really want that. It's either Nate Diaz, and then there's one other fight that Connor said he wanted, and this guy said he would be open to it. Anderson Silva.
Wow.
Anderson Silva said he would be open to fighting Conor McGregor.
It's a huge weight difference.
I mean, it's obviously you got to force Anderson to cut down to something.
175?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But as far as like a fight that I'd be okay with that. You need someone that.
Something different.
That Conor is going to stand with, right?
Yeah, Anderson's not going to take you down.
No.
You want to throw hands and fists.
Yeah.
And
do some
kicking and
that would be interesting to see stylistically, right?
Yes.
Like, and tell me that's not gonna sell well.
It could.
I think it. All right.
Can I talk to you about Tony Ferguson versus Anthony Pettis?
Because
that was one of the that might be fight of the year so far.
Yeah.
This guy's had a fucking brawl.
Great fight. Very bloody.
Super bloody. But I want to talk to you about something in particular. Ferguson won that fight in a very unique way.
And he did some interesting punches because he was doing Superman punches off the cage on Pettis. He landed like two or three of those. So
yes.
Go ahead.
Well, Pettis apparently broke his hand at some point in the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And Duke Rufus recently stated that, he stopped the fight. And that's not very common in MMA that happens.
Mm-mm.
And he made a point that when he was a fighter, now that he's older, he's got all these injuries he's nursing, and he feels like shit most of the time because he was the old school way was to get back out there, you know, like the Rocky approach, like call me Mick, you know, whatever. And he's chosen not to do that with his crowd of fighters anymore. And I'm wondering, do you agree with that? Do you think that there is a point in time where a coach has to throw in a towel and say, you know what, that's it, in MMA?
Yes and no. It depends what it is. If you're getting your ass beat, like look at GSP versus
BJ Penn
yes. 2, where you can see it's four rounds of getting your ass kicked. Nothing's going to change in
except
that
except this
fight.
Guy's like, let him fight! Like, come on!
Like, kill the man!
I'm like, you asshole.
Give him the old dick twist! Like, what? There's a time and place for it. And the other time, it's like if you're getting, or that Cain Velasquez, Junior Dos Santos beatdown.
Yeah.
Like, those are the kind of fights that you're not going to recover from. You can't take a sustained beating like that and then come back and be the same fighter again. You're just not.
Yeah.
In a case like this, so it's a back-and-forth fight, possibly 1-1 after two rounds. there's that conversation between Rufus and Pettis, like, oh, my hand's broken. Duke's like, well, do you want to keep fighting or not? And Pettis is like, kind of like, I think I'm done. All right, I'm going to call the fight then. We're not going to go out there. But again, this is the difference between why he was a champion at one point and why he's never going to be a champion again.
Because he quit.
Yes. You can fight one more round with a broken hand. Like, I'm watching a fight with my daughter and her boyfriend, and I'm going, like, this is shit. That is such a bitch way. You can, okay, so you don't have one weapon. We've seen Uriah Faber go out there fight five rounds with two broken hands, and he just throws elbows. So you throw elbows from around. There is still the potential to win the fight.
Well, that was the concern,
one round.
According to Rufus, that he thought that Pettis wasn't going to be able to shut down Ferguson's elbow game because he didn't have a way to scare him away with power punches because he had a broken hand.
Does he not have kicks?
Yeah, I don't know.
Does he not have elbows?
Maybe he saw something in his fighter where he realized that Pettis had lost that will to fight, and he was throwing in the towel for him, knowing that if he went back out there, he might get seriously injured or whatever.
I didn't see that.
No?
I saw a competitive fight where he had the potential to win.
Still, yep. You thought it was 1-1?
Yes.
Okay. So you disagree with the stoppage?
In this case, but okay. There are cases, like we were saying before, where I'll agree with that stoppage. This is like, oh, I've got a hand injury. I didn't see a fucking bone. If I have a bone through your hand, then I'm okay. Like, I mean, he might have had a finger, like, pointing that way. Like,
oh, my God.
180 degrees the other direction, but... a broken hand is not the end of the world. Look at Rich Franklin. Like, how many guys have fought with a broken hand?
True.
Numerous.
And
some guys have
won. You beat Chuck with a broken arm.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's doable. It's just, do you want to be a champion or do you not want to be a champion?
Good
That's
point.
The question. And that just proves why he's never going to be a champion again.
Yeah.
So, it's tough.
It's too bad.
And then let's talk about Derek Lewis versus Volkov. So... yeah. This fight, Volkov was just lighting Derek Lewis up the entire fight. And to the point, like, this win is all because of Volkov's game plan. So he would hurt Lewis, and then he would back off. Like, you could have finished him right there. There's literally, like, two or three points where if he would have just kept the foot pedal or the foot on the gas pedal, he would keep winning.
The pedal to the metal?
That damn right.
Is that what you're talking about?
They keep going. Okay. Harder, faster, stronger! But he did not. And then Lewis's corner told him, listen, you got to knock this guy out. If you don't knock him out, you are not winning. Mm-hmm. So he just waited, last 30 seconds of the fight, started throwing bombs, connects on one of them, Volkov goes down, hits him a few more times, knocks the fuck out.
And then he takes off his pants.
And then Rogo asks him, like, why'd you take your shoulders off? Is my balls is hot. And then he says, like, some other crazy shit, tells Rogan, hey, in a couple weeks, I want to be on your podcast and smoke some weed.
He said that?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, nice. So the social media impact from that, because Rogan said everyone should go follow him on Instagram. He's got one of the best Instagrams in the game. He went from 500,000 followers to, like, 1.1 million. Habib went from 5 million Instagram followers to 11 million.
Holy shitballs.
So there was some heat surrounding this event. So
that's crazy.
That 2.4 or 2.5 number sounds realistic based on the reactions to both of these fighters.
That's insanity.
That's crazy.
Instagram is where it's at. I've been fucking around with that. Some shit going on as well. The young kids are, Matt.
It's true. And then Lewis said that the atmosphere got to him. Said he got gassed out in the first round, and he's only training 1 hour per day.
Okay. What else is he doing with the rest of his time?
I don't know.
Playing video games?
Well, what fight did they just announce today then for
him? Daniel Cormier versus Derek Lewis.
On November 3rd
like
at UFC 230.
Yeah, 230.
Why are we doing this? The man just said he's in no cardio condition to go five rounds.
Yeah, he said it. In the interview.
Right.
My guess is there's no one else. And I got something on my face?
No, I'm just saying, do you know what this means? Like, for them to make this fight.
What does it mean?
This looks like we have John Jones versus Brock Lesnar coming up. Because weren't we supposed to do DC versus Lesnar?
Yes.
And now DC's getting tied up with Lewis. And you know what? Lewis is a huge underdog, but...
We make a lot of money if that fight happens, don't we?
If Jones fights Brock Lesnar, we make a lot of money. Oh, but yeah. Having Lewis fight DC, it's a dangerous fight for DC. Everyone's counting out Lewis. Like, that guy's got so much heart. You never know.
Yeah.
And heavyweight, anybody can knock anybody out.
Bucket head, too, man. That guy can take a punishment, you know? So.
And he did in this fight again.
Yeah. I don't think DC would be able to throw him around so easy. But that'll be an interesting fight. I'd like to see that. The two similarly body style guys. Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So. Can I switch gears?
Yep.
All right. I'd like to talk to you about this. Fedor Emelianenko. Glorious sweater of absolute victory. It's currently on auction on eBay. You can go to Bellator and find out the link for that. It's currently at $1,400 at this fine Tuesday evening.
Like 8 days to go.
Yeah, so my guess is, well, let me ask you. Mm-hmm. What do you think this is going to sell for final price?
Probably about $3,000.
$3,000. Yeah, it's going to charity, which is a nice cause. So if you guys want to buy that sweater, pretty cool. I don't know if it's worth $3,000, but maybe.
Not so much.
$3,000. I think it'll go more. I'm guessing about $6,000.
Well, it would have been nice had he signed it. It didn't look like he signed it. It's pre-owned.
It's just a sweater.
Yeah.
Did they wash it? What if it smells like Fedor? Mm.
What does Fedor smell like?
Like Russian.
Cotton candy. Cotton gum
candy
drops.
And matzo balls.
Unicorn blood.
Yes. And cream of 10 young virgins. That he sacrificed
right.
With his own bare hands.
Yum. So yeah. You're talking about Bellator. There's Bellator 207 happened on Friday. You got Matt Mitrione versus Ryan Bader.
Bader.
It's like Fedor, but Bader.
Bader.
And then Bellator 208 on Saturday with Fedor versus Chael Sonnen.
You're doing two events in two nights?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Probably halfway around the world.
The fuck is wrong with that?
I don't know. Why not do them on the same night? It doesn't make any sense.
Don't know.
That's Bellator.
Maybe they're trying to get ahead of the UFC here.
I don't know. Do you have some Wanderlei Silva news for me?
I almost forgot. Wanderlei Silva did not win the election in Brazil in 2018, sadly.
He received 0.24% of the vote.
That was not high.
It was 64th out of 433. How the fuck do you have 433 people running for a position? I thought we would narrow it down to, I don't know, 10?
Yeah. Paulo Thiago, former UFC welterweight, also did not win, receiving 0.21% of the votes for distrial deputy.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know, some kind of deputy. Oh, there's another fighter. Thiago Traitor received 0.97% of the votes.
It's a little bit better, but not
for
quite
federal
there.
Deputy. I don't know. Brazil has weird.
They're very corrupt.
Obviously. Because if they weren't corrupt, Wanderlei Silva would obviously...
You would think, right?
...would win the election. But he's not going to.
It's weird. What else do we got? I saw Rough and Rowdy had a card this weekend. Check out this move a fighter did during the fucking fight.
The fuck is that?
It's a backflip. Hey, fuck you, Whirly Dervish! Got killed, everybody!
Did he win that fight?
No.
Did he lose?
I don't know, actually. I didn't watch this card per se, but
that's funny.
This was an outdoor event they held.
Super
also.
Excited, I guess, huh?
Yeah, they posted like some other shit of like 200-300-pound women like grappling and someone pouring milk on them in the stands or something. Really? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'll find the video. Maybe I'll
Sounds
post
lovely.
It. Something the milkman has delivered again. I don't know what the caption was.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got anything else for news?
I'm good.
All right, let's move along. Let's do some Ask the Nuts. So, tweet of the week, there are two options. So, Colby Covington had posted this one and deleted it. He said, Team Khabib is a filthy animal. Way to set the sport back 20 years, you stupid sheep fucker.
I love it.
Posted and deleted.
I wonder why.
I gotta save. And then Beck Rowling, she tweets, maybe life isn't about avoiding the bruises. Maybe it's about collecting the scars to prove we showed up for it.
Okay.
I like that one. Uh-huh. That's all I got for Tweet of the Week.
I mean, obviously. Yeah. Colby Covington's gonna win that one.
Fair enough. Donald J. Turd asks, who do you think hates each other more, Khabib and Conor, or Faber and Cruz, or Cormier and Jones, or any others? I'd say Liddell and Ortiz are good rivalry. Who hates each other more?
I think the hate is very one-sided in the McGregor
and Khabib. Agreed.
It's very one-sided. I'm going to have to go probably with
I got to go Cormier and Jones, because Faber and Cruz seemed like they've semi-patched
I was going to pick them. Did they squash it?
Yeah, because since he retired, it's kind of okay. Like we're never going to fight again. There's still like a little.
Yeah, Jones Cormier is probably next on my list.
Yeah.
They equally don't like each other.
Jared Christensen says, he said, I put a $100 bet on Khabib, but everyone else I knew bet on McGregor. Their rationale was his superior striking, but how many times have we seen the classic striker versus grappler matchup and the wrestler loses? I can only think of Silva versus Sonnen, JDS versus Velasquez 1, Mendez versus McGregor. The
Sonnen one, for sure, that can be argued because he fucking dominated that fight for 4 rounds and 39 minutes or seconds or whatever.
But even if he won, he tested positive for steroids after that.
That doesn't matter.
I'd say Holly Holm and Ronda Rousey. Yeah. That was a big one. You just look at Chuck Liddell's career, all he fought was wrestlers like Tito Ortiz, Randy Couture, Jeremy Horn.
Yeah.
Who the fuck else is in there? Renato Sobral.
Babaloo.
And then you could even say Anderson Silva and Damian Maia. But that one was like such a shit fight. Remember?
Yeah, it was no good.
Brandon Mason asks, do you think McGregor and Pettis should fight next since they both lost on Saturday?
I have no interest in that.
No. McGregor versus Stryker, but not Pettis.
Not Pettis.
Not a quitter. No. I'm sorry. Quitter. Oh, and he weighed 175, by the way, when he rehydrated. Pettis did.
Is that bad?
And when he's fighting at 155.
Oh, geez. Okay. That's a good point. Okay.
Well, we don't have a... I think he would be great for a 165, you know?
Yeah.
A little too small for 75 or 70, but... Stephen Paul Ince, which UFC division would be best to do a tournament with at this time?
I'm going to have to go with probably... My guess is either the welterweight division or I'm going to say the heavyweights. Those are my two choices. Yeah.
I go heavyweights and 55 because 55 is crazy. 55 less Khabib.
Oh, and minus Khabib.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be sidelined for about anywhere from 2 to 20 years. What are you doing? 2 to 20? I don't know.
That's right.
Lifetime ban. Follow-up question. Who would win, MVP or Darren Till? Probably Till because he's about 100 pounds heavier. I think he's officially said he's moving up the middleweight.
Is he?
He's a 200-pounder. And MVP is... I think he's fighting at welterweight, but he is super skinny and lean.
Very fast, though.
I think their ground games are about just as equal, so. Hmm. I think I lean towards Till in that one. Would you rather see better quality fighters using UFC rules or poor quality fighters using Pride rules?
Pride rules.
100%.
All day. Pride rules.
Rule set makes the event.
It does.
Watch bare knuckle boxing every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Bare knuckle fighting championship, if you will. And Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule, pound sign Matt Rape Train, pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather invade Ireland accompanied by a high in cocaine Chuck Liddell and stable Rich Franklin? Stable. Beat the crap out of every single douchebag Irish, only the douchebags. The cool people stay safe. You know Ireland is whole, and bang, Mackenzie Dern. Very sold on this prospect.
So far, so good.
Or invade Russia, accompanied by a motivated BJ Penn and a super high Nick Diaz.
Oh, jeez.
Beat the crap out of Putin, take over the government, and bang a prime-looking Gina Carano.
I got to go with Russia. I mean, for sure.
Gee. You're going to be so dead.
Can't just I'm going to be ruling the country.
You can't beat up Putin.
I'm going to kill his ass.
You've taken over the government.
I'm taking over.
But you're telling me Putin's not going to come back and get you
no,
somehow?
No, he's going to be dead. We know better than that. If we know that
the things Ingo Weigel has said on this podcast are not the views of Matt Griffith and the MMA Match podcast.
I wish him
the
harm. This is a
theory. He's threatening the government.
I'm not threatening
of a foreign
anyone.
Nation.
Listen, I'm saying in the hypothetical world, if such said thing was, call me Rodrigo Machado. I have nothing to do with this.
I'm distancing myself from you.
He's not coming all the way. Horses, horses don't cross water, Matt. Fucker
just
can't
ride say, it. You're going to end up with a little, you think it's a smelling salt, next thing you know, it's a little cyanide packet.
Up my asshole.
A little arsenic.
Is that how you get me? Are you working for the Russian government?
Not yet.
Okay. Don't sell your soul out to the devil, okay?
Anyways, I'll take option one.
I'd take two.
Good for
Gina
you.
Gina Carano, are you kidding me?
I'd rather have Mackenzie Dern.
Oh.
Carano's got a little mileage on her.
It's good. She can sit on my face.
Good for them. Okay. Would you rather get shot by a rubber bullet, get tased by a stun gun, and pepper sprayed by mace in the eye with no rest between them?
Jeez.
But you are able to have the greatest night of your life with Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
Or you have to cut 60 pounds of weight and suffer the worst weight cut experience of all time, but you are able to have the greatest night of your life with Emma Watson.
First one sounds better.
Yeah, I'm getting shot with rubber bullet, tased, stun gun, pepper sprayed with mace in the eye.
It doesn't sound that bad.
And then Michael Biswing eye. I like that. And my brown eye.
That's right.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence. Okay. Would you rather be able to watch flyweight fights that will be boring as fuck, but you make world peace?
Okay.
Or watch and create whatever fight you guys want, but the world will start to go in complete chaos.
Give me chaos!
Yeah, isn't that what we have anyways right now?
We have chaos.
Everything's chaos. Jump over the cage, fuck up some people. UFC champion! Mm-hmm. Reign supreme! Who would win today if they fight? Anderson Silva or Rich Franklin?
Today?
Yep.
Rich Franklin.
100%.
For sure. I bet you he's in better shape overall.
I bet he could defend the clinch.
Hopefully.
Would hope so. Fuck, marry, kill, celebrity edition number 18, Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. Ooh. We got Kaya Scodelario.
She looks 12. But got some.
No, nice. She's nice.
She got a nice rack, though.
Kira Knightley.
Yeah, I got a thing
I
for
need
Kira.
A cheeseburger. Feed me a cheeseburger.
She's not that skinny in real life.
She's good. Super skinny. And Penelope Cruz. She was in last week's show, but here's a better picture.
She was in the last week's show?
Yep.
I'm going to have to marry that Penelope Poot. How do you say her name? Penelope Cruz.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to marry that Latina.
Okay.
I'm going to bang Keira Knightley, and I'm going to kill the first one. She got a funky-looking face. I don't know.
I could set that straight. So the first one, I take all
of them. Put a bag over her head.
I kill Keira. I kill this last one. Because fuck them.
You don't like Penelope Cruz?
Fuck them.
You don't like the Latinas?
Everyone looks at them. Oh, I like that.
But not that one.
No. Okay. They're too skinny. Okay. They're all too skinny. All
right.
Do you have knowledge? You said you had knowledge.
I do. Actually, I over the weekend.
Yep.
I watched the movie A Star is Born.
Who's in that?
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Oh, okay. I was in the theater.
Yeah, he plays a rock star, and she plays a really good movie. Super heavy. Prepare. It's a great date movie. I would recommend this, but just be prepared. It's very heavy. A lot of highs and a lot of lows. Very, very like...
I'm out. What's the point of the lows? Huh? Why do I need the roller coaster?
You want to feel something.
No.
So,
yeah. Well, I don't want to feel good. I don't want to feel bad. What's the point?
It's a life story. It makes you feel... It's rough, I'm going to say. I don't want to give away the movie, but there's exciting stuff, and the music is really good. And apparently, I didn't know this, but
yeah.
Bradley Cooper couldn't sing a lick before he started this, and he spent like 4 months with a vocal coach, and he actually can sing pretty well.
Val Kilmer in the Doors movie?
Something like that. He can play the guitar, too. I don't know if that's really him playing, but I think it might be. So I recommend you go take your girl or your guy and go see it. You might be out because, I don't know. You know, it's one of those movies you might cry at the end. Let me just warn you.
I watched Hotel Transylvania 3. over the weekend.
Okay. Did you cry?
I fell asleep. I was very tired.
Okay.
That was the day I did 3 hours of kayaking with my youngest daughter, who did about 10% of the paddling. I think we did 6 miles of said paddling at the Starved
Rock.
You
have sore shoulders and stuff?
No. Actually, it's really easy to kayak and paddle. It's just, for if you're doing all the work for 3 hours, it gets a little... Mm-hmm. Like, the weird thing was, after we were done, my calves were sore.
Calves? Were you pressing with... You probably...
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm basing out and fucking drilling.
Drilling.
Well, drilling. I was telling you, you got to cross the river, and they said that the middle of the river is kind of like a highway where the barges have the right way and the boats have the right way. They can't stop. It's like a fucking train. So, my daughter, like, you're the eyes, and it's go time. So I'm fucking hammering through. Let's go! Get across. It's sketchy as fuck, but it was fun. I'll do it again.
Okay.
I was just worried about getting my keys wet. I don't mind tipping. I'm like, I don't want to lose my keys.
That would suck.
Or my wallet. And my cell phone was wrapped in one of them safety plastic bags. So wear it around your neck. And then if it falls off in the water, it's got a floaty thing.
Uh-huh.
So it's all safe. But the next time around, I'd rather do like a, not the GoPro, but they have like those $30 cheapo
cameras. Yeah, you can
cameras.
Get them on Amazon. They're pretty good.
I didn't think about it until after the fact. I'm like, damn it. I should have bought one of those. We're going to do that when we go to Hawaii, buy a bunch of those. So
yeah. Super cheap. You can get them for $40-$50.
Yeah.
They're better than GoPros even.
Yeah. You don't need a GoPro. High quality. GoPros are fucking
way expensive.
Waste of $200.
Yeah, so. They're more than that now. You can buy a $600 GoPro.
There's no sense. There's
got
no
like
sense
Wi-Fi built in and all this crazy shit.
You don't need it.
It's not worth it. That's all?
Yeah, that's it. Shut down.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Wego.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.